Brian Lehrer on WNYC as we continue our instant world tour of how this election day looks to people from around the world. We go next to Jihad Balut. He's a journalist for Al Jazeera based in Qatar. And Mr. Balut, hello from New York. Thank you for joining us.
Well, my pleasure.
Are people in your country, and I know Al Jazeera serves an international audience, but are people in Qatar paying closer attention to the U.S. election this year than in past years?
Oh, I certainly believe so. I think the Arab world at large is very keenly awaiting the result. Not that they really have a very clear preference or favorite, but they are very keenly anticipating what the result of the current elections. This year, more than any other year before that I can remember anyway.
Across the Arab world, do you think there is not a preference?
Well, I mean, not a clear preference, of course, with the developments of the last couple of years combined with what the Arabs in general, and I think there is a near consensus on that, what they deem to be a clear bias towards Israel. I think Bush would come second if you were to ask people around the world. However, even if Senator Kerry was to come in, I the indications point to the fact that really it doesn't really matter. They believe that unless there is a dramatic shift in American foreign policy, it's not going to really work for them.
For Arabs who are not Palestinians or don't have relatives who are Palestinians, is Israel, in your opinion, still the overwhelming issue, or are there other U.S. policies that rise to equal or greater importance?
Hi, good evening, how are you?
Oh, certainly. I believe that the Palestinian issue really is the central political nucleus that combine that again brings all Arabs together, no doubt about it, Palestinian or otherwise.
And tell us why that is for people who may be affected more directly with respect to the United States by other U.S. policies.
Well, the Arab world at large, I mean, I think history has taught us that the Palestinian issue is central to the Arab world for various reasons, cultural, political, as well as religious. So in essence, all Arabs tend to have a consensus when it comes to Palestine and the Palestinian-Israeli issue. Perhaps less so on Iraq. There is perhaps a little bit of a divergence on Iraq in views, that is. But, I mean, this is the central core issue that perhaps if there is any consensus amongst Arabs, it'll be Palestine
and
the Palestinian-Israeli issue.
With respect to Iraq, do you think Arabs in general feel that things will be much different there under John Kerry than under George Bush going forward?
I don't think so. I mean, listening to Mr. Kerry's pre-election campaigning and so forth, most certainly, perhaps the one thing that brings him closer to the Arab audiences is the fact that he thinks the war is wrong, in essence. Perhaps it is the wrong time, according to him. However, this brings him a little bit closer. And the understanding amongst the Arab world that although Mr. Kerry has committed himself to somehow sorting out this mess, quote-unquote, and perhaps withdrawing the troops from the States, I think the Arab audiences in general take it with a pinch of salt. I think the impression here is that there is an overall American policy, institutional policy, irrespective of the party that's in the White House, and they have to really carry it through.
We have just 30 seconds. Do you think Arabs are at all inspired by President Bush's talk of freedom and seeing at least an attempt now at elections in Iraq?
I don't think so. I think what's happening on the ground in Iraq in the name of democracy and freedom and so forth, I think sends a different message altogether.
Which is, very briefly?
Which is American interests are paramount, and perhaps some of them believe that Israeli interests are paramount as well. And I think this is not being done for the sake of the Iraqi people.
Jihad Balut, journalist at Al Jazeera, based in Qatar. Thank you very, very much for joining us. And we will continue our quick world tour. We will visit Mexico and Israel when we come back. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.